Are you ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word? That's what we're doing right here on The Morning Mindset. Okay, friends, pop quiz for you. What do we call it when someone is missing or has a malfunctioning body part? What do we say about that person? They are disabled, right? We might use the word handicapped. There's a limitation in their ability to function physically. I don't know what the politically correct way of saying that these days is, but you know I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. It's just a reality that some people really have this challenge of a physical limitation of some sort. And we know what that's like in a human body, but did you know that also exists in what Jesus calls his body, the church? We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 through 16 today to dig into the fact of how this kind of a disability happens in the church and what we can do about it. Before we get there, though, I want to remind you, we have a couple of other podcasts that Morning Mindset Media produces. The one I have in mind today is called You and Me and Jesus. It's a podcast I've recorded with my wife, and we have conversations about marriage-related things. Now, at this point, we have stopped producing that podcast, but we have quite a few episodes there that I believe are good material for couples to be going over again and again and again and using as discussion. So if you want to find that podcast, go to youandmeandjesus.com. You'll see the podcast there. You can subscribe and listen and discuss those together. All right, get out your Bibles. We're going to look at Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. And as we do, we need God's help so that we can understand clearly what he's saying and how to apply it. So pray with me right now for that help. Our Lord Jesus, we know that you are our teacher and that you want us to understand your word. So open our minds and hearts and give us the will and the desire to obey what we read. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, Ephesians 4, 15 through 16, it says, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now, friends, you've just been exposed to part of one of the Apostle Paul's run-on sentences. He has these majorly long sentences. This one is talking about the health that is to exist within the church of Jesus Christ. He starts out by saying we are to grow up. Every one of us is to grow up in maturity and in humility and in the kind of life and character that exemplifies Jesus. We're to grow up into him, the head, which is Christ. And with that word head, the Apostle Paul introduces an illustration here. He's going to refer to the church like a human body. He says, Jesus is the head, and from him, the whole body, so that's every other member, every other part of the church, is joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. Okay, so the idea is somebody has designed this body. Somebody has designed this body called the church. And who would that be? Well, that's God the Father, and Jesus Christ is the head of this church. And so there's all these different parts. He calls them joints and ligaments in some versions. And we together come together, and it says when each part is working properly, those parts are you and me, it makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now, we're going to talk about that last phrase here on tomorrow's episode, but right now, I just want you to realize you are essential to your local church. I don't know if your pastor tells you that. I don't know if the ministers on staff tell you that, but they are not the most important part of your church. Neither are you. Jesus is the most important part of the church. And those staff members or pastors are there to equip you to do your part among the greater whole. So that, as it says here, when you're working properly in your gifting and your design, you are going to be contributing to the whole body's growth. And this amazing thing begins to happen, that it becomes this self-perpetuating kind of growth. More on that tomorrow. But friends, I want to encourage you. If I can just be straightforward and direct with you, if you are not attending a local church, you are handicapping that local assembly, and you are handicapping your own growth. We need each other. We don't want to be walking out a spiritual disability, so to speak, or causing one in the church family where we are supposed to be connected. So friends, let's get our hearts and our heads right about this and obey our King. Lord God, we ask you to help us understand how you've assigned us to be a part of a church family and teach us what our part is so we can get active. We can be in there doing the necessary work you've given us to do so that everyone is able to grow and your kingdom is able to advance as a result. Lord Jesus, help us with this. Give us eyes to see and connect us with your people. In Jesus' name we pray. As our episode today wraps up, let me remind you of just a couple of things. First off, if you would like to know more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus and how you actually make sure that is true of you, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That URL is in the description of this episode. And finally, let me remind you about that podcast that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode. That podcast and a lot of other stuff are included on our website, which you can find at morningmindsetmedia.com. You'll find that link in the description of this episode also. Thanks, friends. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.